Ladies and gentlemen, it's here. And guess what? My name is William, and I am, of course, your host today for the Fleetcast. Thank you. We appreciate your patience, because I know I had a bunch of stuff that was due this week, and not to mention the fact that I also work. It's just insane. So instead of trying to get this out on Mondays, we're going to get it out on Saturdays now. So that's the top of the news right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get it out on Saturdays, the Fleetcast, and we're going to make sure that we have an interview and news and everything like that coming right up. All right, so guess what? Today we have Tala, the Task Group Commanding Officer of 21B, here today. We'll get to her in just a second, but first, let's get you some fleet news. And what is going on in the fleet today? Let's see here. Right on first page of Obsidian Fleet. The one-year anniversary of Joe Reimer's escape was today. Former Captain Joe Reimer escaped a maximum security Federation prison on Vulcan 1 year ago today. And not to be confused with our lovely Admiral Reimer, it's important, if you see him, capture him. The final casualty numbers are in for the Grand Massacre that was reported a week ago. The USS Nagasaki flagship of Task Group 47B was on site to perform rescue operations. The final death toll was over 1,200 from that. A personnel liaison officer sought. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you all want this, and I'm sure I'm going to have applications up the wazoo for this, but we need your help. The Office of Personnel Management is now accepting applications, where we've been accepting applications, for the position of PLO for Task Force 72. What that means is you'll be working with me to help the Task Force 72 recruit ads, all that sort of thing. If you are interested, send either an email my way, tf72@obsidianfleet.net, or of course you can email opm@obsidianfleet.net. And I guess there's also a link on the main website. So you don't have any reason to not apply for this job. I just want you to know that it would be awesome if we had a PLO. Oh, we have one more news today. The Serenity was located, and that's in Task Force 47 news. They were apparently missing. So, congrats to them. Welcome back. And hopefully you stick around this time. Alright. Anyway. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, once we come back, we're going to get Tala on the phone. She's going to explain to us what she really thinks about Task Group 21B and all of the details and stuff, the little juicy things that we like here on the show. Stick around, we'll be right back. This is my very ultra-short coffee break. Well, I don't drink coffee. So my ultra-short Coke break. Sorry to all you Pepsi fans out there. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. All right, so we're here with Tala, who is the Task Group Commanding Officer of Task Force 21B. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. I've had a pretty busy day, and I've been all by myself all evening, just trying to catch up with all the tags I have with myself.
Yeah.
All my characters.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I hear you there. So, tell us a little bit about your command and your characters that you play.
I have four characters in Obsidian Fleet. And the main one is, of course, Tala, my command character. And the Seric at the moment is doing pretty well. We average about 113 posts a month on 17 active characters.
Wow, that's pretty good.
So I think we're probably one of the biggest groups out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a commitment to keep your people active and going and creative. But it's fun to do, and I don't really have to chase people to get posting. And if people fall silent, they usually have a pretty good reason for it, and it gets announced. So we're doing pretty well, all things considering. I'm pretty proud of my crew.
Yeah, is there anything that you want to say on air to them?
Well, thank you for being there, and if you're listening, I hope you keep going on Sarah for a very long time, because I enjoy posting with all of you.
Awesome. So, how'd you get involved in Obsidian Fleet?
I was actually asked by a former crew member of the Sarek. He was the security chief at the time, I think. I don't recall his name. He was in another RPG on my ship, and he asked me to join because the Sarek needed people. And I joined up originally as the Marine medic, and then moved on to the Assistant Chief Medical Officer position. And then when the commanding officer resigned, I was asked to take over. So I never really intended to become a commanding officer in the first place. I just wanted to ride.
Well, I mean, it seems you're a pretty good one. You're one of the very few Commodores in the fleet, so you must be pretty good at both writing and at being a commanding officer.
Yeah, it must be. The promotion came actually as quite a surprise. I never expected that one. I never actually was told I was promoted to captain in the first place. I had to find that one out over the Obsidian Fleet. No, hang on. I found that one out on the monthly report when my rank has changed, and no one had told me about that one. So I was like, who's done that to me?
That's quite interesting.
Yeah, someone forgot to post the announcement. That was pretty funny.
So, how do you like Task Force 21, and what do you think Task Force 21 is doing that's right for the fleet?
What's right for the fleet? Well, I think 21 is probably one of the most active fleet, squadrons out there, or task force, whatever you want to call it. Because, well, all the sims in my task group, as far as I'm aware, are pretty active. And I talk to several of my CEOs on a regular basis, and they know where they can find me if they want to talk about anything, and it can be truly anything. So I think 21 is a pretty open-minded task group.
Awesome.
Open for new ideas. Sorry about that. Go on.
So I was just wondering, you know, Task Force 21 has a long storied history. I mean, Task Force 21 has obviously been around for a very, very long time. But do you think that you'll stick around as long as that?
Yes.
Awesome.
I was asked to apply for Task Force CEO a while ago and actually declined that one because I didn't want to become a Task Force CEO because then I had to leave Task Force 21. And I'm pretty at home there, so I don't want to leave it ever. I actually have two characters in Task Force 21.
Awesome. So, what, as a TGCO, when COs, you know, you're over a bunch of COs, what bothers you the most when you either get new applications for COs, maybe on an open ship in your task group, or just COs that come to you? What bothers you the most, and what do you wish that you could tell the COs, not maybe necessarily in your group at the moment, but COs in general?
Well, if someone mails you with a query for whatever reason, or it's just, asking how are you doing, et cetera, it would be really nice, if not just polite, to actually answer the email sent. Because often enough, when I send out an email just inquiring after your sim or if you need any help or anything, especially with the newer COs, they don't bother to reply to the email often enough, and that's very annoying.
Yeah.
Because you know they've read the email because you get the reading confirmation, at least in my email program I do. But when no one responds, you don't know how you can help. And then when you contact the next one in line, they tell you they're no longer on the ship, so the manifest never updated and everything. It's pretty annoying.
Yeah, I agree. I wish we had more communication in the fleet. I think that would go a long way to solving a few of the problems that might come up. So, thank you for that. That's really good.
You're welcome.
So, obviously you're on the other side of the coin too. You're just a regular player. What do you want other players to know when they're playing with you? Like, when you say, I don't know, when you do a post with them, what do you look for when you RPG with other people?
Creativity mostly and character building. I'm always available for joint posts or just creating an NPC for one specific person or purpose. Because I want people to be able to write anything, and if they're stuck for ideas, they just can always ask me for a joint post. I actually tell people you don't have to ask in advance, just start one up and I'll just follow suit to match. If you need a certain NPC, I'll create one for you.
All
So
right.
I just want to be able to help people find their creativity, basically.
And
And
you know,
sometimes I achieve that, and sometimes I just don't. It happens.
yeah, and of course, you know, we're all here to sim in Obsidian Fleet, and that's really what binds us all together. What direction do you see Obsidian Fleet as a whole going?
Well, at the moment, I see a lot of resignations. And that worries me a little because we're a pretty big fleet with several empty ships at the moment. And I really think that at the moment, Obsidian Fleet's taking the arc where it's compulsory for new CEOs to go with the destruction of Romulans is actually a wrong idea. Because there are people out there who just resigned over that issue or won't join up because they'll be forced to go along with that. And I see it happen in other fleets as well, and I think it's people should be able to choose whether they go that direction or not, rather than be told this is where we stand and you have to go from there. So I think eventually that may cost us even more members. To me personally, it doesn't bother me which arc we follow. I mean, sure, it doesn't go with the destruction, but I want two other ships who do, and well, my character has to deal with it. And it's a new challenge for me. But I think there are people out there who think that they can't get that creative, probably. So.
All right. So, what do you think about the new Obsidian Fleet forums that have come up?
I'll have to admit that I actually never do visit the forums.
What? Oh my goodness, it's
Sorry.
like a shot to the heart.
I'm sorry. I'm just not a forum person.
Okay.
I'm actually just too attached to SMS or Nova.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I mean, if someone really has something there that they do want me to read, I'll read it, of course. But I have so many RPGs that, it never really occurred to me to just go there to read up on things. But everything goes over email anyway, so why visit the forum?
Yeah, I guess so. Let's see. I had another question for you, if I can remember it. You see, all this gets edited, so.
It's okay. And at least I can cough.
Oh, I know. When did you start listening to the podcast, and what suggestions do you have for it?
The first one I listened to actually was the one with Neil, because I was just curious what he sounded like. Then I listened to a few, but some were really inaudible. I couldn't understand the people being interviewed. Either they talked too fast or their accent was just too bad to listen to. So perhaps people speaking either slowly or clearly, that might help.
All right, well, we'll try and not force that on people, but we'll try and have them lean towards that. Okay.
Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah,
I haven't listened to all of them. I mean, I've been going back to listen to a few, but it's all dim memory, I must admit. It's been a while ago. So I don't remember everything I listened to.
all right, so I think we're coming to the end of the interview here, and I just wanted to know, so you know that as I ask all of my interviewees, is there anything that you want to ask me?
How did you end up with Obsidian Fleet?
Wow, long time ago. I was talking with somebody one day. I don't even remember his name, and he dropped out of Obsidian Fleet like a month after I did, after I joined. But he told me that he had found this interesting game type thing, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll try it. And when I first started out, I'll admit I was absolutely horrible. Like, I started out as like the lowly rank of ensign, like everybody else does. I went through Cadet Academy. It was hard because I wasn't expecting like homework or anything like that. But I persevered, and I mean, it has really helped me polish my writing skills. But yeah, it was just an offhand reference from a friend that led me to Obsidian Fleet. So. Anything else?
What made you choose the character type you have? I mean, the species and the name and everything. Because you have to admit, you have a pretty unusual species of a character.
I enjoy it. I enjoy playing Relu. He was actually an NPC on the Andoria, and I played him, and it was just a race that the old CO there, Greg, had made up, and then we fleshed out the culture and everything, and I asked him if I could use the species as a character for command, and I, surprisingly enough, it got accepted, and now here I am. It's an 8-foot-tall lizard that has a problem with knocking things over with his tail. I mean, you never know what you're gonna get. I haven't played any species like a Horta or anything like that, but I find my writing faculties stretched a lot more with Relu, and it was just really 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 cool, and it's been really cool to play him.
Okay. That's good that you managed to flesh out an odd species like that and come up with a lot of interesting background stories. Because I did read your biography at some point when you first mentioned him, and I thought he looked pretty good.
Ah, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. The biography is extremely important in my opinion, but that's just me.
Have to agree with that one. The biography is half the character, because it defines the character and gives it personality. And if it's got personality, it gets a mind of its own. At least in my case, they do. Sometimes I have the idea that you don't write the character, but the character writes itself. and that can be quite interesting.
Yeah, I've had that, and it's interesting before. I don't really think that Aurelio has ever written himself per se, but I do believe that he has impacted me in a way. So, all right. Well, thanks for coming on today. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention to the entire fleet while you have a chance?
Keep writing, keep those ideas coming. You know where to find us.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. All right, well, thank you very much, Tala, and hopefully we can get you on again sometime.
Maybe sometime.
All right, we'd like to thank Tala for that interview. Hopefully, you can come on again. And we're looking for you to be on our show. TF72@obsidianfleet.net. TF72@obsidianfleet.net if you want to get on the show or if you just want to write in. Which brings us right now, ladies and gentlemen, to What's in Will's Mailbox. So, ladies and gentlemen, I love it when you guys write in because that means I'm doing my job and. You know, that just makes everything happy. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, from James, who is also a lieutenant junior grade on the USS Eclipse, he says, "Hi, Will. My name is James, and I play on the USS Eclipse. I would like to thank you for mentioning us on your recent podcast. We could always do with a few more writers to contribute to a fun sim, and I hope we get a few more people browsing our mission posts in the future. Maybe a simmer can overcome the chronic case of shyness affecting the fleet and come on the show. If you are really desperate, I might be available for a nominal fee, a pint of Guinness and a packet of crisps. But I'm sure you have had your fill of Eclipse crew members by now. Good luck with the podcast and on becoming the main man in Task Force 72. Regards, James." You know what, James? Thank you for listening. And, you know, congratulations on getting into What's in Will's mailbox today. Sometimes we have a lot of emails, sometimes we don't. But I just like to say that I love every sim in Obsidian Fleet, and the Eclipse is a great sim, so. You know, if any of you guys from the Eclipse, including you, James, want to come on the show, be my guest. You know, I'll find your pint of Guinness somewhere. And I really hope that what you mean by a packet of crisps means a packet of potato chips. Because if it doesn't, I am seriously lost on my British, I hope, British lingo. Anyway, you know, that's the weird thing about doing these fleet casts is that I have such a wide audience. I have to cater to like everybody in the entire world. And if you think about that, I can't like expect somebody who is in Great Britain to get the same joke that maybe an American would. Or even if you're Dutch or South African, I don't know. But I try my best, so hopefully everything will be happy and joyful, and yeah, we'll just leave it at that. But thank you, James, for that. Once again, What's in Will's Mailbox? You want to write into me, tf72@obsidianfleet.net. Tell us what you think about the show. We'll get your comments on, and we'll make sure that you have a. And as normal, ladies and gentlemen, I forget things in the top part of the show. So, welcome to the USS Illustrious and Deep Space 7, both hailing from Antares Fleet. They were admitted by the Joint Fleet Command this past week, so we'd like to say thank you for coming, and hopefully you will come on the show, and we can talk to you. You're not cannon fodder at all. You're just in Task Force 72 here. I tell you, that's like the perfect thing. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, also, let's give you your Sims of the Week right now. We have, once again, the Sim of the Week and our honorable mention today. Congratulations to Admiral Havoc and the USS McKinley. They're our Sim of the Week this week. They put out a lot of great posts. You should go over and check their site. The Sovereign Class in Independent Fleet Operations. You should definitely check them out as a consolation prize, not a necessarily consolation prize, just an honorable mention this week. We'd like to say congratulations to Captain Ashton Steele and the USS Regent out of Task Force 72, another Sovereign class. I guess it's just the Sovereign class this week. That makes the news. Something like that. Anyway, congratulations once again to the USS McKinley and the USS Regent. Hopefully, you guys have fair travels ahead of you. Chance to opine, if you so wish. Also, there is an update to the staff that I had asked for last week. We are still looking for a content manager, a co-host, and interview manager. Those applications will be open for another week. So, Wednesday of next week, which would be the 9th, those applications close, and I will review them, and hopefully you can get on the show. And if you don't, then best of luck to you, and we'll explain more about that later. I have some tricks up my sleeve, because I want everybody to feel involved with this, because it's not just my brainchild, I want it to be the fleet's brainchild as well. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, just stick around for that announcement to come sometime next week. Other than that, I don't think we have anything else today. I'm looking to the non-existent people on both my right and left sides, and no, we don't have anything else today. So, thank you very much for spending your insert day of the week and time here with me. Hopefully, we'll catch you next week. Actually, we'll catch you Saturday, because that's when the next episode of the Fleetcast is going to come out, and that's when we're going to be releasing episodes from now on. So, with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in today. Hopefully, you have a great week and an even better weekend. And what can I say? Except live long and prosper. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week. Unofficial voice of Obsidian Fleet, the Fleetcast, is copyright 2011 Triple Helix Media. No reproduction or recording or retransmission of this of any kind without prior written consent is prohibited. The music for this podcast was provided by partnersinrhyme.com.